Hey, this is Azrin here, owner of the Calgary Language Nerds, and today I'd like to tell you how I would structure an intensive 5-month program. I received an email the other day from someone who wants to reach an intermediate level, specifically a strong B1 or maybe even a low B2 in French by the end of this summer. He told me he'd be willing to do whatever it takes because for one reason or another, he needs, using his words, to learn, or rather reach, at least a B1 plus, like a strong B1 level, or even a B2 by the end of the summer. Now, I admit, I've actually never tried to reach such a level so quickly. That's basically 5 months. Like right now, it's March as I'm recording this, and he wants to get there by essentially August. So it's 5, maybe 6 months at the most. And, you know, I've never tried to reach such a level in 5 to 6 months before. But, you know, here's what I think I would do. I think if I were to follow the plan that I'm about to share with you today, I think I feel pretty confident in saying that I'd be able to reach a B1 level, maybe even a B1 plus. However, to be frank, a B2 feels like a stretch. Now, if you have any opinions on the plan that I'm about to share, please visit my website, azrinthelanguagenerd.com/contact. That's AZREN. thelanguagenerd.com/contact. All my social media platforms are there. You can also email me from that page. As I said, I've never tried before to reach a B1 plus level or higher within 5-6 months. And so this is just what I would do if I had to do it. Step one, plan to spend almost all my free time on language learning. I'd likely dedicate 40 hours a week on language learning. It would probably look something like this. Weekdays, Monday to Friday, I would spend 5 hours a day on learning languages after work. So if I finished work at 4 p.m. or 4:30 p.m., I'd probably come right home. And from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m., I'd be doing language learning. I'd probably even eat dinner while I was learning languages. Maybe it would be like a 6 to 11, maybe I want an hour off after work, but it would be come home and go study. On weekends, I'd probably spend 7 to 8 hours a day, a total of 15 hours, on language learning as well. It would need to be basically a second full-time job. I'd have to go super hardcore, you know, for 5-6 months. Step two, I'd research self-study resources. In fact, initially, I'd spend my 40 hours a week purely on understanding and testing out every self-study resource I could find. I'd look for books, apps, YouTube channels, podcasts, and social media accounts. I'd then select resources that I think or I thought would be the most helpful. The goal for me would be to have resources that fall into each one of the following categories: listening practice, reading practice, grammar explanations and exercises, and lastly, pronunciation and ear training. I would want at least one resource in each one of those categories. I'll read those categories to you again, just in case. Listening practice, reading practice, grammar explanations and exercises, lastly, pronunciation and ear training. Step three, I would take at least 1 hour of private lessons every day. Hiring private tutors has been an important element of my language learning routine for many years. I don't think, with how I like to learn, that I'd be able to reach a B1 plus or a B2 level within 5 to 6 months without having a good tutor. I'm not 100% sure how I'd spend my class time with the tutor. I think it would depend on the self-study resources I found, as well as the language I was learning. To be honest, I currently would not choose to learn a language like this. I would not choose to go spend 40 hours a week on top of my full-time job, on top of everything else I have, to go learn a language. It would be too expensive, for starters, and it would take both time and energy away from other priorities I care about, such as my work, family, and social life. If I did, however, find myself in a position where I really needed to or really wanted to reach at least a B1 plus level within 5 months, this is probably what I would do. I would go super hardcore, nose in the grind, nose to the grindstone for that 5-6 months and just go flat out. And that's what I would do. Well, thanks for listening to today's podcast episode, a little bit shorter than usual. As always, if you have any questions, you're welcome to contact me by visiting azrenthelanguagenerd.com/contact. That's AZREN, thelanguagenerd.com/contact. You can email me through there, and you can also find all my social media platforms and contact me that way too. Have a great day, and we'll chat later. Bye-bye.